Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Good. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. And welcome to another edition of the Post Game Post Show podcast. What is up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I was going through my, when I, at night, I like to go through the sports news.
Yeah.
And I start to save some articles that I think might make the show sheet.
Yes.
And there was a headline, because I look at not only sports stuff, but I look at TMZ, mm-hmm. Page Six, that sort of thing. And there was a TMZ headline that was so crazy, I didn't even put it on the show sheet list. Because I thought it was too graphic, and I knew Gio would read it, and then Eddie would read it and grab it, and it was just a little too much for me.
And this is sports related?
No, this was on TMZ, celebrity related.
Okay, because yeah, I saw Gisele Bündchen on TMZ this morning crying because she got pulled over by a cop.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I thought hot chicks get out of speeding tickets all the time.
I guess if you cry and you, I don't know.
But this was on TMZ, Jerry, and it involves pop singer Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Are you familiar with her?
Yeah. Very depressing songs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the headline. It's a headline, Jerry. Billie Eilish opens up on sexuality. I realized I, quote, wanted my face in a vagina. It's from Billie Eilish. And I started typing it up for the show sheet, and I said, you know what?
Nothing good comes of that.
Nothing good, right. So she was in a new interview with the Rolling Stone. She's got a forthcoming song, Lunch, and I'm reading from the TMZ article, Jerry.
Carpet munch for lunch.
Which details her being intimate with another woman.
Okay.
She says she first began writing this track before doing anything with another girl, but was able to finish it after one eye-opening encounter with a female.
Hmm.
She said, quote, I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand. Until last year, I realized I wanted my face in a vagina. That must have been like Einstein.
Boy, Eddie, you're going to have a field day with Al.
Like Einstein probably realized, oh, I have this idea for an invention.
Sure.
And Newton realized the theory of relativity. Or something. No, maybe he wasn't relativity. Whatever. She realized she wants her face in a vagina.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to say it, as opposed to I would like to make love to a woman.
Well, it's about time, Al. Jesus Christ, you're 55. What are we waiting for?
I realized I was a lesbian.
I always knew.
But to say I realized.
Yeah, it's an odd way of coming out for sure. I don't think I've ever seen that. Written that way or said that way before.
Yeah.
And that is an eye-opening headline.
Very eye-opening, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
She wants her face in a vagina. She came to that realization. So we look forward to her new music, Jerry.
Yeah. I saw something yesterday, and I'm forgetting on who it was, but it was the first openly gay basketball player, college basketball player. And he went to Seton Hall, I think. I want to say he came out in 2006, something like that. And the article was... essentially went on to say how surprised he is that no one else since him has really done that. And if there have been, it's been few and far between.
And I guess he thought, what's that?
And low key.
Yeah, and I guess maybe he just thought once he did what he did, others would follow. And I was reading the article, and I'm thinking, you know, it's nothing we haven't discussed already, and we've talked about it. It's just got to be so incredibly difficult to live that life privately and not be able to do it publicly. Now, it does seem to me that more and more people are coming out, and it's more widely accepted, but it still feels like it's more accepted for females than it is for males.
I almost get
the sense when two females are together, there's the stereotype, or I don't know if that's the right word, the image of it being sexy and attractive, and yet a lot of people might think two men, ugh, and that's not fair. But that's how I feel people perceive it.
Yeah, I always looked at it this way. I always thought two girls, like in college, right? Girls are going out for the night and where they're having drinks. Two girls may end up making out with each other that are not gay. And they would say, we're not gay. But if two dudes made out with each other for the night,
you're waking up the next morning thinking, yeah.
Right. Everyone would say you're gay.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it was always looked at that way.
Maybe it could, you know what? That could be. That could be. Public perception, sure.
Yes, public perception, Jerry.
Yeah, very difficult, though. I can only imagine how difficult that life is to live.
Well, listen, sometimes you just come out and say it. You want your face in a vagina. Other people dance around the subject.
Yeah, no doubt.
A second article came to me, Jerry, from
good decision on your part, by the way.
Which one?
To leave that off the show sheet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's another one that did not make it to the show sheet, but making it here to the postgame podcast.
Right.
This comes from the health section of the New York Post.
Okay. So this is a newspaper.
Yeah. New York Post newspaper, health section. Masturbation can lower prostate cancer risk, according to doctors. I got to say, I have heard this for years.
Uh-huh. I have too.
That if your prostate lays dormant and you're not ejaculating enough, you are more likely to get prostate cancer. Let's see what the article says, Jerry, as I just read the headline.
Right.
It's a doctor at Sheffield Hallam University wrote an article in The Conversation, whatever that is, in which he explained why men who masturbate frequently might keep prostate cancer at bay. It's the second leading cause of cancer death in American men behind lung cancer.
Is that true?
Yeah. Now, this is gives some background, Jerry, about what the prostate does, if you don't know.
I don't know.
The prostate is a gland that is a part of a male's reproductive system. The prostate adds fluid to semen and also helps push semen through men's urethra when they orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big pulsating thing, I guess, Jerry. The prostate. A study found that men who ejaculated 21 times a month.
That's a lot.
Either from masturbation or sexual intercourse, were 31% less likely to get prostate cancer than men who only ejaculated 4 to 7 times.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. We're supposed to be ejaculating 21 times a month?
By the way, 31% is not... That's a good number.
That's a pretty good number.
I thought you were going to give me 50 to 60%.
31%, I think, is a high percentage.
Mm. There's what number that it doesn't help?
Well...
69.
69%. Good point, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. He also said that of the 11 studies done over the last 33 years, ejaculation lessened prostate cancer risk. Researchers don't know exactly why masturbation is so healthy, but he has some theories, Jerry. Although the mechanisms are not completely understood, these studies fit with the idea that ejaculation can reduce prostate cancer by decreasing the concentration of toxins and crystal-like structures that can accumulate in the prostate and potentially cause tumors. That's interesting, Jerry. Mm. A little washing out of the prostate.
Are we going to get our prostates photoed on Monday?
I don't know. It's a good question. We're going to Princeton Longevity Center.
We are.
Similarly, ejaculation may alter the immune response within the prostate, reducing inflammation, a known risk factor for cancer development. How about that, Jerry?
How about that?
How about that?
So whack away.
Whack away, everybody. Yeah. It also releases tension, thereby calming the nervous system and preventing prostate cells from diving quickly and becoming cancerous.
It's amazing what the hell goes on in our body.
Yeah. Right.
Really is.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's incredible to me, too, is like looking at YouTube, and I know, again, something we've talked about a lot, but it comes up all the time. Like, I watched a thing last night on, and I watched a few different things, but there was the one, the benefits of eating broccoli sprouts.
Okay.
And what it does to your immune system and all the words I couldn't understand. And I'm sitting there watching it thinking, I'm going to go get some broccoli sprouts at Dearborn, and I'm going to start eating this a couple times a week.
Are the sprouts the stalk or the head? Like the florets?
They're the balls. No, they're basically the plant form of broccoli before it becomes broccoli.
Oh, okay.
They're the sprouts. As they pull them, I guess, before they fully mature. And Joseph goes to me, he goes, is this a doctor you're watching? I said, no. He goes, who is she? I'm like, I don't know. He goes, and you're just going to go buy broccoli sprouts now?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a hell of a good point. I think I need to cross-reference this somewhere. But it goes to show, like, we always discuss misinformation or information that could be misleading. We just, it's on YouTube. We take it as fact.
Right.
I don't know.
Especially if the person's convincing.
Yes.
And doesn't seem like a scam artist.
She was using words out I don't know really existed in the English language, but I was like, oh, that's going to raise my serotonin. I'm like, oh, I'm in.
You got to have some of that.
What? Never heard of it before.
Yeah.
Could have been a goof. I don't know.
Who knows? But here's the thing. You know it's not going to be unhealthy because it's broccoli.
I know that. I know. But making it seem like she made broccoli sprouts and broccoli the number one food that you don't disclude from any diet, like that you have to eat.
Which is funny because so many of the people that I follow are like, don't eat vegetables, don't eat broccoli.
I know.
Of all of them, broccoli.
This is
no
what I'm
good.
Talking about.
I know. It's too crazy.
It's confusing as hell is what it is.
Very confusing. Just like I had talked to. And like we're going to Princeton Longevity Center on Monday.
Yep.
And we're going to have our things. And I know, like, we're sitting down with a nutritionist. I already know I'm going to have a little bit of a battle there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to have the discussion because it's we're going to have different
of course
things.
Yeah.
And just because you see a doctor in person versus a doctor on the internet, they're both doctors. With credentials.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I remember during the vaccine situation, and I had asked my sister if she was going to get her kids vaccinated. And she said, yeah. She said, you know, I trust my pediatrician. I said, oh, but I said, but that's just happens to be the pediatrician near your house you go to. If you started going to a different pediatrician, they may have a completely different, they're both pediatricians.
Sure.
So how do you decide?
Right. Like whose education is more supported by fact? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't know what diets you're supposed to have. I don't know what medicines kill you as opposed to help you. I don't know if you just eat meat and you're going to live to be 150. I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost like I feel like I got to take in all the information and then decide which makes the most sense.
For you.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Like, what makes the most sense?
And I don't think it is the same for everybody. Yeah. I really don't. I mean, that's the one thing I learned from that genealogy thing, that 23andMe that basically told me my life history. I should weigh this. I should be obese. I was like, I'm reading this. Like, what the hell is this?
Like, yeah,
it's
that's
bizarre,
weird.
You know? And, but it was right. So I know I need to make changes, and I've started to, but it is different for every. I don't know if an all meat diet works for me. I don't know if the Mediterranean diet works right. for my body type. I don't know if just drinking water for the next month. I don't know. It all sounds good.
Well, I'm saying, like, the thing that makes sense, right? So if you were to look at just ingredients for, you're going to go buy peanut butter.
Right.
So you have, there's so many peanut butters, you're sure. looking at them all. There's a peanut butter whose ingredients are peanuts and salt. And then there's a peanut butter that's ingredients are peanuts, salt, palm oil,
hydrogenated crap,
sugar.
Sure.
It makes sense that the one with the less ingredients is healthier.
For sure.
That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the information, I would go with the lesser one.
Yes, and you can. For me, I have to go with what I can afford. You know, shopping for four, I might be able to do the more healthier peanut butter, but I might not be able to do the healthier farm-raised beef.
Right.
Because I'm not cooking for one, I'm cooking for four, and I need 3 pounds of it, not one piece.
But the weird thing is, just using the peanut butter one yeah. as an example, the peanut butter with the more ingredients is less money.
Oh, is that
doesn't
true?
Make, no, I'm saying, so the one that has more ingredients, mm-hmm. that's less healthy, they're adding more ingredients
correct.
To it, and it's costing more money. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Because
strange.
They can. Because they can. I don't know. Like, you're, so basically, what you're, and I was misunderstanding you at first when you were
yeah.
saying that. So basically, like, Jif peanut butter or Skippy,
yeah.
Or the Peter Pan
mm-hmm.
peanut butter is crappier peanut butter and more expensive than what real peanut butter should be, which is only two ingredients.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
Because both jars have peanuts and salt.
Yeah. And the other one's adding crap and it's cheaper.
And charging less money.
I don't know.
I don't understand that concept.
I don't either. Unless the process, and this is the only thing I would think of, the process is a lot easier than we think to I don't know. Is it more? Are you getting less than?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I have no idea. I don't know if it's allowing it to sit in the jar.
Yeah.
And in the factory and all longer. So it's a better money making process.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, then there's the other one too. Why is organic food more money than stuff where they're spraying the crap out of it and spending more money on it? You know, and that's the other thing. Like, I would say maybe two or three times a year, not a month, two or three times a year, I'll go to Whole Foods and shop. I can't go there every week. There's no, I couldn't afford it. Not for four people, the way my kids eat.
Yeah.
There's not a chance that I could do my weekly food shopping at Whole Foods. Way too expensive.
Yeah, it's crazy there.
And that's the right food you need to be, and not all of it is actually. They got plenty of crap in there too.
Yes, they do.
But that place has the most healthy options when we're talking about supermarkets. There's no chance I'm going there more than a couple times a year.
Right.
It's like a treat when I go there.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
It is.
For smaller products.
Mm-hmm. Smaller, better products that have less ingredients in them.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
I listened to, it was a comedian on with Joe Rogan. I can't even remember his name. But they brought up two different things that I thought were interesting. One, and I've heard this before, so it wasn't his idea, but it came up on the show. They're talking about buying things. When, you know, in America, we buy a lot of stuff and get into debt and all that stuff. And he said, the saying goes, if you can't buy it twice, you shouldn't buy it once.
Okay.
So there's, I believe what this means is that if you can't afford to pay for that thing twice, then you really can't afford to pay for it once.
Okay, but all right.
Meaning you shouldn't.
So then we should give back our cars then.
Well, I would say probably cars and house
are out.
You can't include in that little discussion.
Okay.
Right, but if you were going to say, hey, I want to go see Bruce Springsteen, the tickets are $250. If I couldn't afford a $500 ticket, I probably shouldn't buy the $250 ticket.
Okay.
Just as a rule of thumb.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all for money. There's just not.
And then what about this?
I did, to that point.
Yeah.
You ever go to the Social Security website and look up how
yes.
much money you've made?
Yes.
I did that yesterday.
Starting, right, it has every year that you've worked.
Starting in 1997.
Yeah.
Now, it's only got the money where you pay into Social Security.
Oh, right.
So, for instance, when you are a independent contractor, no money goes into Social Security.
Oh, okay.
So, the money I've made from Compass Media Networks, from Rutgers, from Columbia, from Cinesport, from CN8 back in the day at Comcast, all of that money does not go towards this number.
Because so you're, well, they did not take Social Security
correct
out for
which
that
is fine. I understand how that works. And I'm not gonna give you the number, but I will tell you it blew me away. And then Kim goes, because I showed her, I'm like, how much money do you think I've made since 1997? I only went to 97 when I started here.
Okay.
And, you know, she gave me a number. I'm like, yeah, no. She's like, less? I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, a lot more than you think. So I showed her. Her jaw dropped.
Right, because you're like.
And she's like. And it's not like we're broke, but I've always told you, like, we don't have an active savings account. We haven't in years. I basically have an additional checking account because savings accounts don't make any money anyway. So it's an additional checking account that we have where all the overflow money goes. We have our investments, which is all fine and well, but we don't have an active savings account. So she's like, where did it all go?
Yeah.
I'm like, where did it all go? I'm like, how about the truck you're sitting in, the house you're living in, the education we've just done? Like, we're not single people that just saved and invested. We did what we could. But it's amazing the different circumstances you are and you live in, how fast you can spend the money, and you don't even realize how much comes and goes.
Right.
Like, it is mind-blowing.
Right, if you could see where each of those dollars went.
And I said to her, I'm like, part of it, go look at all your photo books from the hundreds of trips we've taken. Like, we have chosen to do things. I have plenty of family members that have, I've got my one cousin, and it's amazing. He ended up with a woman. They've never had kids. I don't know how they're still together. They don't go anywhere. They don't go on trips. They don't go on vacation. He takes off. He does projects in the backyard. She takes off. I don't know what she does. They don't have children. They're loaded, but they don't do anything. Like, we choose to do things. You know, you want to know where your money went. That's where your money went.
Right.
Experiences. Good for me, not for others.
Yeah, it's funny. You rarely hear people, even the savings people that are into, you know, save this, mm-hmm. save this. They all say to spend money on trips, travel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to spend your money.
Yep.
Spend your money traveling and not dining out and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but to me, the dining out is still an experience. Of it breaks up the monotony.
It does.
Like, I agree. I don't think anybody should be eating out 5 days a week. But I don't, if you told me you ate out every Friday and Saturday and you cook Sunday through Thursday, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Go do something. I that to me is not. Now, I would spend $400 on Friday and $350 on Saturday. That's excessive. But to go out for dinner on Friday and Saturday is, I think, almost normal now.
Right, because otherwise you're going to kill each other just staring at each other, eating the same foods at home.
Sit in the house every night?
Yeah.
Let's go see something else.
Yes.
I think.
That's why but it does suck when you go out to a restaurant and it's expensive and it wasn't
bad
great.
Experience?
Yeah, that sucks.
Which is also why a lot of times we find something we like, we don't venture out anywhere else.
Right.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right. I'm like, I know this place has good food for good prices. Yep. I'm going back here.
And then when they start to see you, not often, but repeatedly.
Yeah.
I feel like they take care of you more.
Yes, that's true, right.
You know, they don't want to piss you off. They got a good, loyal customer.
Right.
So, experiences, Al.
Experiences. Live, damn it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going on a cruise to Bermuda, Jerry.
I know,
I'm
proud of you. That's great.
Something.
It is. I think it's awesome. You did the Alaskan cruise a couple of years ago. Now you do the Bermuda cruise.
Yeah.
I think it's terrific.
Maybe I'll also go somewhere where I can drive. Could I drive to the Carolinas?
100%.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's long, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's far. Myrtle Beach was...
You drove there?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I had to because of all the baseball gear. We had a baseball tournament down there. But then I went back 3 weeks later for a golf trip with my dad and my brother and my nephew. And I flew. They all drove. I flew. I wasn't driving again. I want to say it was, 10.5 hours to Myrtle Beach. Now, you go to North Carolina, cut off a couple of hours. You go to Nag's Head, I think, for, I want to say 8 hours, maybe 7:45. We did that. Kim and I did that in, like, it's unbelievable I'm going to say this, 1995.
Oh, the mid-90s.
I think 19, maybe even 94, we drove to Nag's Head. I think that's North Carolina.
Is it like the northern coast. Part of North Carolina?
It's the coast. I don't remember. Yeah, right there on the water. Very like it's by Kitty Hawk. Really, it was beautiful. Really nice. Quiet.
Yeah.
You know, right up your alley.
That does sound right up my alley.
A lot of mom and pop restaurants.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. No, I think you actually would like that. And that's worth the trip, as long as you get good weather.
Right.
See, it's funny. Someone said to me, we're going to go to, coming up sometime in June, we're going to go to Arizona for a few days. And my friend, very much same take as Gio, why would I leave the area in June or July when it's the summertime? And I said to him, not Gio, my friend, I'm like, I'll tell you why. Because we're going there to play golf for my son. It's for his graduation. That's his gift. He doesn't know it yet. I said, here's why. I thought about Pinehurst and drive to North Carolina and go there. And what if I get 4 cloudy, damp, rainy days? The weather here blows. And I know North Carolina is not New Jersey, but it's still the East Coast. And our summers don't start till mid-July now, I feel like. You know what I know I'm going to get in June? Sunshine. In Arizona.
Absolutely.
So that's what we chose to do.
That's actually a good idea. You know you're getting good weather.
Yeah, because even like August, I remember one year, my parents rented a house in Beach Haven, Long Beach Island, where I used to go all the time where my friends had a house. One year they decided to get a house to go for the week too. It rained like 4 out of the 7 days. And it's like you spend all this money on the house. You can't do anything by the beach when it rains.
Yeah, I remember either last summer or 2 summers ago, Gina rented her house
to a
nice couple, and I'm telling you, it poured rain every day.
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So that's why I do get the point, why would I travel somewhere else in the summer? That's my answer.
Yeah. Weather.
Weather.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Tomorrow's Friday. We've got the NFL draft tonight. It's going to be very exciting. We got Knicks Sixers. I mean, we got a jam-packed show for you at 5 a.m. Until then, so put your face in the place.